Not the most uplifting gospel. Hating brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, renouncing all possessions. Jesus didn't mean these things literally, as we might hear them and somehow want to interpret them. But the gospel is radical. And it means radical choices and radical stances in our life. And so as we live our lives and reflect upon them, we see where we probably have made some advances, some radical stances, where we have lived the gospel message not in this particular way. It just simply means, more than anything, it goes back to what Jesus taught about loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And the key word there is all. And nothing else can stand in the way. No one and no thing. And so I was thinking about the gospel today and even reflecting back a little bit on how have we lived this gospel message? How have we seen God kind of that thread of God's presence through our lives? And I thought, you know, the best way to do that is just to take a piece of paper. We don't do these kinds of things except on retreat, but we can do retreats every single day, you know, at home. They're practical, some of these things. Take a piece of paper, and on the left side of the page, put your birth date. Yes, your real birth date. And then on the right side of the page, put today's date and draw a line. And then on that line, that continuum from birth date to now, start to make some marks of those significant events in your life. And it would seem that, you know, we might first start with things like, oh, graduation or a wedding or a baptism. I mean, we'll put down those kinds of significant moments. But then there are other marks that seem, with a little bit of deeper reflection, we can make a mark. You know, when I was in grade school and my parents moved 5 times in 4 years, and I had no friends, and I felt absolutely horrible and lonely. And it was a dark time as a child. Or maybe it was that relationship that never really worked out that wanted it to. Never understood, with all the energy and the frustration and all the tears and sadness that resulted from trying to make that work. Maybe it was when my brother or sister got cancer and I hadn't spoke to him or her for years, and all of a sudden. So there are these events, you know, in our lives, whatever those are, those significant kind of dark moments that enter on to that line. And when we start to reflect on those, you know, and then if we wanted to make a graph out of it, take it one step further, maybe a little bit of, not scientific, but just a little bit of measuring. You know, those dark lines sometimes get a little bit bigger as we grow. as we age. But there are some lines that we haven't put on there yet. For instance, after I had that dark time as a child, I had a moment of realization that I don't really need other people to satisfy and make life meaningful for me. That I'm pretty okay with myself. I kind of like myself. It becomes a little bit of a longer line that's drawn on that continuum. Or after that relationship that didn't work out, perhaps another relationship came along that was even better. It's another line, and it grows, this line. Or after that reconciliation with my sister or brother, and we have the best relationship we've ever had in our entire lives, that line gets a little bit taller. Pretty soon we start seeing this kind of graph, you know, of the highs and the lows. And what's interesting is those lows had to be there. Those lows had to be there in order for the highs to get higher. And hopefully we have seen from our birth until the present moment that there is this succession of highs and lows, but it continues to get higher and grow a little bit higher. And that's, in looking back, we begin to see and trace God's presence through all of those experiences of our life. Those lows, but from the lows, there's always a high. In our lives, pain makes us all theologians. Pain makes us all theologians because we turn to God in pain. And it's always in the pain and the rejection and the suffering that we grow. It's only from those experiences that we can achieve a higher level, higher quality of life. And in theology, we would call that Paschal Mystery. And all Paschal Mystery means is what we do here every Sunday. What we celebrate here every Sunday, which is the mystery of Christ who suffered, who died, and who rose again. And our lives are simply that every single day, and we don't even realize we're living theology. We don't even realize sometimes that we're living a faith life, that it is all about faith. And if I get through this particular time, just, and whatever I say to God and pray to God, and maybe I'm not even anywhere near God in those painful times, the most important thing is that God is with us. God stays with us through those lows to bring us up from suffering and death. And that from all of those Good Fridays on our continuum, on our line, there are many, many Easter Sundays. To put all of this in some kind of context, it's all about how we give all of ourselves to the one who has given all of himself to us, who loves us and who wants us more than we want anything here, more than we want any person, place, or thing. It's all about renouncing those things, not that we live our lives in isolation or independent of family and things. We need those. But nothing is more important than the one who comes to remind us over and over again that there is suffering and death, but there is life, and through it all, that he is with us and will be with us. The thread we see here in the gospel today, the thread we see on our own piece of paper, is the reminder that we who are trying to be the best disciples, moving up and down, but up, leading us to the one who ultimately is with us, through us, in us, and will not leave us alone from whatever time is beyond the right margin of our paper.